Welcome to On Tap Daily for May 19th, 2026. I'm your host, John, and as always, we've got the latest from across the e-commerce world. What's changing, what it means, and what you should actually do about it. Let's get into it. All right, so today I want to start with something that should genuinely alarm anyone running a Magento or Adobe Commerce store. SANSEC, the e-commerce security firm, has been tracking the ongoing PolyShell vulnerability, and their latest data shows that 56.7% of all vulnerable Magento stores have now been compromised. Let me say that again. More than half. This isn't a theoretical risk assessment or a warning about something that might happen. This is happening right now at massive scale. For context, PolyShell is a critical flaw in Magento's REST API that lets unauthenticated attackers upload executable files to your store. No credentials needed. Mass exploitation started on March the 19th, and SANSEC documented 471 stores being compromised in a single hour during one attack wave. What's making this worse is the nature of the payloads being deployed. Attackers are using a novel payment card skimmer built on WebRTC, the same technology your browser uses for video calls. That means the stolen credit card data gets exfiltrated through channels that look like normal browser traffic, making it significantly harder for traditional security tools to catch. Now, the fix is available in Magento 2.4.9, which reached stable release on May 12th. But upgrading to 2.4.9 is a significant undertaking because it includes PHP 8.5 support, over 500 bug fixes, and core framework changes. Many merchants simply haven't been able to move that fast, and attackers know it. If you're running a Magento store and you haven't started your 2.4.9 upgrade, please treat this as an emergency, not a scheduled maintenance item. Run a security scan today. Check your server logs against the IP addresses SANSEC has published. This is not something to defer to next quarter. Shifting gears to the paid advertising landscape, search engine Land published a really interesting analysis showing that Google Ads costs continued to rise throughout 2025, but here's the twist, conversion rates improved too. This tells a nuanced story. The merchants who are just maintaining their existing campaigns and absorbing higher costs are struggling. But the ones who invested in better landing pages, smarter audience targeting, and AI-assisted bidding strategies are actually more than offsetting those cost increases through efficiency gains. The gap between high-performing advertisers and average ones is widening, and it's widening because of capability, not budget. Related to this, search engine Land also published a piece asking when a 25% efficiency improvement stopped being considered good enough. Their argument is that AI hype has set unrealistic expectations. Merchants expecting AI tools to cut their ad costs in half are disappointed when they get a meaningful but incremental improvement. But stacking those incremental gains is actually how you win in this environment. Don't wait for a silver bullet. Systematically implement small optimizations across your entire funnel. On the organic side, Practical E-commerce covered Google's new generative AI optimization guidelines, and Google's message is refreshingly direct. They're essentially saying that AI optimization is just SEO. The fundamentals haven't changed: quality content, structured data, authoritative sources, strong technical foundations. These are what AI systems use to determine which content to surface, whether that's in traditional search results or AI-generated answers. For merchants, this means your existing SEO investments aren't obsolete. They're actually more important than ever because they're the foundation for visibility across every AI-powered discovery surface. Now let's touch on some interesting retail developments. Article, the Canadian DTC furniture brand, announced it's opening its first two US stores in San Francisco and Bellevue, Washington by the end of 2026. The US accounts for 80% of Article's revenue, and their Vancouver store saw average order values more than 20% higher than online orders. This is a pattern we keep seeing. Digital native brands discovering that physical retail isn't the enemy of e-commerce is a complement that drives higher average order values and deeper customer relationships. The key detail is that Article chose locations based on historically strong e-commerce performance using online data to inform physical expansion. That's the playbook. Meanwhile, Claire's is expanding to 7,000 retail locations through a licensing deal with Centric Brands, less than a year after being acquired out of bankruptcy for $140 million. They're pushing into Walmart, Kohl's, and CVS, and expanding into new categories like apparel and sleepwear. It's an ambitious play that shows how quickly retail brands can pivot when new ownership brings fresh capital and strategy. And in the marketplace space, Retail Dive published a sponsored but genuinely useful piece on how marketplace growth is outpacing traditional e-commerce, with US online marketplace sales growing 11.5% in 2025 versus 7% for overall e-commerce. The key insight is that the bottleneck for most retailers launching marketplaces isn't strategy, it's payments infrastructure. Seller onboarding, multi-party payouts, and compliance verification are the operational challenges that determine whether a marketplace scales or stalls. Let me pull this all together with one theme: the fundamentals are what matter, even when the technology is changing fast. Magento stores are being compromised because fundamental security hygiene, keeping your platform updated, wasn't maintained. Google is telling us AI optimization starts with fundamental SEO. The advertisers winning despite rising costs are the ones with fundamentally sound conversion funnels. And DTC brands are growing by fundamentally understanding where their customers are and meeting them there. When everything feels like it's changing, focus on the basics. They always compound. That's your ONTAP Daily for May 19th, 2026. If any of this sparked a question or you want to learn more about e-commerce, you can find us at ontapgroup.com. We'll be back tomorrow. Until then, keep building.